A new Remembrance Day song called Little Red Poppy, written by Canadian songwriter and teacher Rob Kennedy from Waterloo, Ontario. And Rob is with me on the telephone this morning here on Chats. Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
Good morning, John.
Absolutely beautiful song. I understand that it was aired for the first time back in September down in Kitchener-Waterloo area. What kind of a response have you had back to it so far?
Well, as soon as it went on the program, I was getting a feedback right away, even from the Legion people.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it was radio programs were calling, such as yourself, and they really wanted to know about who is a singer, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful voice. Her name is Giselle Sanderson,
mm-hmm.
and she's just got a CD out this year, and I'm just hoping it's a great future for her singing the song.
Now, is she from that area?
Yes, she is.
All right, and has she released recordings before?
This is her first solo CD, I believe. Mm-hmm. She was with a group before called Lace. But this is her her first endeavor to kind of do it on her own, and I wish her all the best of luck. But again, she just brings a very there's a certain tone to the song that you need, mm-hmm. and she just brings it all. It's it's very nice to listen to.
All right, what prompted the song? Now it says here that you're a Canadian songwriter, so I'm assuming you've written a number of songs. Have you?
Well, that's what got me in trouble.
Oh, okay.
my mother-in-law and my wife Renee 5 years ago, they said, you know, you're a songwriter. Why don't you do a song for children for Remembrance Day? Because there wasn't a lot out there,
mm-hmm.
and they thought that was missing. What was needed, sort of a statement that children could make, and sort of a place at the table where they could sing a song that would salute our veterans. And I got to work on it. Went in the studio. It took about 4 times in the studio just to get it right, and the result. When it came out, we added some things to it, like the musical score,
mm-hmm.
some reproducible activities for teachers, as well as a PowerPoint that's just beautiful. It was done by one of the teachers here at my school. And it's one-stop shopping for teachers, because now it's going across Canada through Scholastic.
Oh, nice.
That's a major distributor, and they're putting it into the classrooms, and I couldn't feel better about that.
That's excellent. Let's go back to the writing of the song first off. Now, that's a very tough topic to try and put to words, I would assume.
Yes.
Did it take you very long to bring the lyrics to fruition?
Well, when I was doing that sort of personal journey through trying to come up with the words, I had a couple of things in mind. One was I wanted some identifiable pieces for the veterans, such as the Roll of Honor and Moments of Silence. I wanted some pieces that they could identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Then I established just 2 verses because I wanted a song that people would remember and have the same power in their voices, the same intensity from start to finish. Not, you know, like Silent Night, when you start off, you sing Silent Night, you should do the whole bit.
Yeah, right.
And by the end, though, people aren't hearing the words with the same volume, and I didn't want that. So I had the intention of making it identifiable to the veterans and also making it a two-part verse where people would remember the words and be able to say them.
Well, I think they're excellent. Words, and I'm sure that they'll stick in the minds of the youngsters for sure. Did you have family members that were in the war?
My mother, it's funny you should say that. My mother, she was involved in a munitions factory in Ajax. And she was there during the war for 4 years. 3 shifts a day they were involved there with 10,000 they employed.
Mm-hmm.
And she let me know that she had to carpool to go there as well, because back then there was the gas rationing and so forth.
Right.
So she went from downtown Oshawa right on through to Ajax. So I'm going to use this opportunity to say, hi, Mom, back in Oshawa.
You'd be in the bed books if you didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Any other members of the family that participated in the war?
No, my dad couldn't. There was sight problems there that he couldn't. But Margaret, my mother-in-law, her husband was in the war as an airman,
mm-hmm.
and went across seas to England and he was really involved in teaching the instrumentation with the air flights, and
right.
a lot of them had to learn the instrumentation panels, and he was involved in doing that. So Yeah, she's quite proud of that.
Well, I love the song, and I just had to talk to you about it simply because my dad was in the war as an Air Force mechanic, and, of course, my grandparents, grandfathers, both were in the war. Actually, I lost an Uncle Jack from Wybridge, Ontario, who is in the infantry. He's buried in the Netherlands. So I'm assuming here, when some of the vets hear this song, they're going to be really, really moved. Have you had any feedback from any of the vets down there?
Well, we had one luncheon a couple of years ago that actually there was 850 veterans. Oakville has a veteran luncheon each and every year, and it's been going on and just growing bigger and bigger as years go on. And there was about 850 veterans and their families, and it was really touching.
Wow.
The feedback that you get from them when they come up to you and they talk about, you know, you think it was the first time a song was being done for them, but then again, when I think about it, there isn't a lot of songs out there.
Mm-hmm.
That emotionally appeal to them in that way. So I'm really glad this song has the opportunity to salute our veterans.
Well, the neat thing here is the endorsement that comes from the Royal Canadian Legion Ontario Command, right?
Yeah, we got together with the president back then, who's moved up the ladder since, but back then the Ontario Command president was Gord Moore, and
mm-hmm.
he was a big fan of the song and really got the endorsement for us. So, you know, my thanks to him, and as a matter of fact, just this week I went into the Legion to drop off some free CDs because they offer educational programs to the schools, and the schools come right into the branches
Excellent.
And morning and the afternoon sessions,
mm-hmm.
and I thought maybe some CDs out to different schools would be in order, so I did that.
Right, right. I'm wondering if you've had any connection at all with Cliff Chatterton of the War Amps in Ottawa.
No, it's one of those things, the Veteran Affairs, there's different organizations that
sure.
I think I'm probably going to be set up with down the line,
mm-hmm.
But not at this point, no.
All right. Now, distributed nationally, as you indicated, by Scholastic Canada, that's a huge endorsement. Is there any possibility, because it doesn't really say Canadian, per se, as far as veterans are concerned, and soldiers, any chance that it might go stateside?
It's funny you should ask that because Canadian Tire, as a matter of fact, has been talking to me and one of the representatives of Canadian Tire.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking that very same question. Of course, it gets into Armistice Day, not Remembrance Day so much for us.
Right.
And so that changes. But the PowerPoint is adjustable, so it can change to suit some of the local atmosphere, whether it be in Canada or whether it needs to be changed for the States. But certainly Scholastic goes into the States as well and internationally. And that'll be a question that I'll be bringing up with them.
All right. Well, all the best of luck with that. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this package that is available to the schools there. Can you explain what it's about there a little more for me?
Well, the package, it's a CD-ROM,
okay.
and they can go online at www.littleredpoppy.com. And when they go online, they can simply order. And what they'll be getting in the CD-ROM package is a musical score, and plus they get the song Little Red Poppy with an instrumental version to help the children. And they also get the reproducible activities, which they have right there online. And as well, they have the PowerPoint presentation, which is just stunning. It really gives a three-dimensional picture to the whole thing.
How long is it?
It's about 3 minutes and maybe change,
mm-hmm.
and maybe 11 seconds.
Did you test it on any youngsters before releasing it?
Well, we've had it at the school here for a couple of years already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We've had students here at the school. We've gone out to various venues, to Rico Coliseum, like I mentioned, to the Oakville
mm-hmm.
Veterans. We've had Elizabeth Whitmer. She's actually introduced the kids out there. And so we've gone to several venues already and kind of tested the market, and all the feedback has been remarkable. So I'm still a little stunned by it. Even online, I'm getting, you know, hits from Scotland, Ohio, you know, all over. And, you know, it's I'm still trying to catch my breath from the whole thing.
All right. Is this a one-shot deal, or do you see other things happening with regards to it?
Well, a friend of mine was asking me the other day, he said, now you've got other songs, what do you want to do with those? And I
right.
said, well, you know, this is big right now. I think I'll probably stay with this for a while.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody came along and said, you know, are there other songs that you have that they're interested in having a look at? Certainly I would show them. But this for me right now is this is it.
How many songs have you got in the stable?
I've got a CD package of different songs, but they're, you know, they're variety. They're country and western, rock. I've got a few other novelty songs.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, when I was talking to various people, this was the one that was missing. This is the one that I really wanted to do, and I've got a dream in mind. My mom, who's just a big fan of sports, I'd love to see at Center Ice red carpet them singing the song, Giselle singing it, taking my mom down in a limo because she just loves the Leafs. She's been a big fan for years.
Right.
Taking her down there and, of course, Don Cherry at the intermission.
Well, we certainly hope that comes to fruition for you as well. You know what I neglected to ask you right at the top? Of course, you are a teacher. What do you teach?
All subjects, elementary, grade 5. So we go through the whole gamut of subjects here at the school. We're not on a rotary system where we might be teaching certain subjects or specializing in certain subjects. So we teach it all.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Rob, thanks very much for taking time to chat with us this morning. So if people want more information on Little Red Poppy, what's the website again?
The website is www.littleredpoppy.com.
All right. Rob Kennedy, thanks very much for joining us on Chats, and thank you for this very special moment in commemoration of what the soldiers do for this great country of ours.
And thank you, John, for the interview.
You're quite welcome. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.